Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we're back in Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the other day I was just kind of thinking about how, I think what happened is I got some Facebook memories. And so some Facebook memories came up. And, you know, whenever you get those pictures of, like, an old birthday party or what you and the kids were doing or what you and your friends were doing or even some of your posts, you kind of think back to what was your mind frame at the time. And I remember thinking to myself, you know, gosh, I would have never expected COVID. I would have never expected a war like this. Not on that day, not in 2019, you know, because they'll be like your memories from 3 years ago or your memories from 2 years ago. And I even see my shows. Sometimes my shows pop up. And I'm, you know, talking about, hey, guys, you know, I don't know if we're going to go back to normalcy. I don't know. You know, and you start to kind of see the path of how our thinking pattern is. Now, I know a lot of you guys aren't fans of Facebook, but one of my favorite features of Facebook are these memories where they're able to bring back what your brain can't bring back. And in such vivid detail that you're like, okay, wow, you know, I remember what I was doing when I was thinking that. And then this morning, this meme is going around where you have Elmo, and Elmo's holding his ears and saying 2 years ago, this was our last normal week and nobody knew it. And that's very, you know, indicative of what I think, you know, a lot of us have been thinking over the past few weeks, months, maybe the past 2 years, that we didn't see how normal and how good things were in 2019, in 2018. And what I think is very frustrating for a lot of us to swallow is how, you know, this new normal is not something we ever expected or wanted. And I told you guys last year, and even I think, or 2 years ago, you know, don't expect going exactly back to the way things were in 2019. Not going to happen. And not only did COVID change that, but now this war. And I think the big reality many of us are starting to now grapple with is for the, like, I'm Gen X. So Gen X, yes, you know, we were born after Vietnam, after World War II, Korean War, all that. We heard all the stories. We're like, well, our generation is going to make sure that never happens again. And we had relatively nice peacetime. So we had the Persian Gulf War, the Afghanistan War, but it wasn't a world war. It wasn't something that you know, got the whole sort of, you know, I mean, most of us didn't feel that, you know, maybe the gas prices went up. You know, we obviously lost soldiers, but it didn't have that same feeling as World War II did, Vietnam did, and now this war does. And so for those of us who thought, oh, yeah, you know, there's going to be peacetime or maybe there'll be some skirmishes, this wasn't expected. Just like with infectious disease, all right? You know, when you read about the plague or you read about tuberculosis, consumption, when you read about bad things happening, the flood, where Noah had to make an ark. You're thinking to yourself, well, now we have warning. Now, there's not going to be something like this because we have antibiotics. Everyone's like, oh, we have antibiotics. I could just take a Z-Pak if something like that happens. And I think we all learned that the Z-Pak doesn't cut it all the time. You know, we think we have the tools where we're going to be immortal. And I'm just as naive thinking as everybody else. You know, I don't live my day going, I could die today. You couldn't function that way. So I live my day thinking, yeah, you know, I'm going to be Miss America. There's going to be millions of people listening to my show. They're going to be like, oh, my gosh, this is such a good show. I mean, you know, I live in La La Land. And I like to live in La La Land because that's what drives me. That's what keeps me happy. That's what keeps me positive. And many of us that have had these happy places or this ignorance is bliss or this everything's going to be okay or just positive attitude. Yes, that works. And that's very helpful psychologically. But you're finding that no, it's not that way. At any time, there could be a virus with no rhyme or reason, you know, taking somebody out. And I think a lot of us that were holding out psychologically saying it's okay, we got this because we have the vaccines or there's going to be medications. You know, all we have to do is follow A, B, C, D, and E, and we will never see F. And all of a sudden, we're like, oh, F. I mean, we are seeing F. When you see vaccinated people die of COVID, you're like, oh, wait a second, this is real. I mean, I knew the virus was real. We all knew the virus was real. But we all in our minds go, as long as we do this, this isn't going to happen. This isn't the 1940s. Well, look at what's happening with Ukraine. We are seeing people flee with one bag, have to get out of Dodge, have to run for their lives because they're being shelled a similar scene that we saw during World War II, which then reminds us that, yes, you know, the World War II times wasn't just something that happened in black and white. This can happen here and now, and it is happening here and now. Seeing a kid that was playing, playing soccer, kid was playing ball, gets hit by a shell. See that viral picture of the father mourning his baby boy. This is real. This is happening now. Now, there's always been this realism. There's always been this tragedy. But we turn it off. We're like, well, I don't watch the news. Or when something negative is going on in a country I don't understand, I just turn it off. You can't turn it off anymore. And so when they say anxiety's up, depression's up, well, yeah, because I think everybody's getting a big dose of reality. And so, you know, you will be able to achieve peace again. You will be able to achieve happiness again. But I think we all have to stop, you know, living in ignorance. We all have to stop being naive. And our Generation Z and our Alpha Generation now are going to be much better prepared. Everybody said the weenies, they're this. No, I think they're going to be much better prepared because for us, what we read in history books and what we saw on the channel before we flipped it off is not something these kids can escape. And so I get people are anxious. I get people are depressed. It's not an easy time. We have to help Ukraine. We have to stop this war. And we have to realize that COVID and infectious disease can hit us at any time. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications necklace. I'm sorry, network. I haven't worn a necklace in years. I don't dress up. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so last night was a little scary. Now, for those of you that turned off the news and said, you know, I'm done, I get it. My job is to watch the news and then tell you guys about it. So it was very frightening and also very inconsistent, and things just weren't sounding kind of like it made a lot of sense when we heard that Europe's biggest nuclear reactor got hit by the Russians and that there was a fire and that a nuclear meltdown or a nuclear accident could be imminent. And so I had the news on all night, you know, and I tried to work, see some patients and things like that and you know, get some stuff done. But you were just hearing the updates. They were interviewing some of the people that were some of the plant managers. and it sounded like a really, really bad situation. There wasn't a lot of clarity in the beginning because all you could see were pictures of a fire near the plant. And there seemed to be a lot of confusion. So we have a little bit more clarity. What we were told last night was that there was a fire that hit the plant, that two units were damaged, Unit 1 and Unit 2. We were then told most of the generators, except for one, was functioning, meaning if you can't keep these nuclear reactors cool enough, then things happen, like meltdowns, accidents, etc. And then we were told that the firefighters weren't able to get to it. And so for a long period of time, we were just watching and waiting because a nuclear disaster in Europe, I mean, now that takes the war, even though the war is already affecting all of Europe and Asia and the Middle East, now that just accentuates it. And we were being told that if a nuclear accident or disaster happened, it would be 10 times the scale of Chernobyl. Now, things have calmed down a little bit temporarily, but we'll tell you what's going on. So a fire at the Zaporizhzhia, okay, let me pronounce this right. Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant broke out after Russian and Ukrainian forces broke out. It's the largest nuclear power plant in Europe, 10th largest in the world. It's located in the southeast Ukraine city of Enerhodar. And the background levels of radiation had not changed, and I don't think they've changed as of yet. However, I was watching CNN, and Andriy Tus, spokesperson for the Zaporizhzhia NPP, had stated that any moment this may result in a nuclear accident. He was there. He was saying units 1 and 2 have been damaged. He was speaking to Anderson Cooper. Now, in an updated report, they had then said that the fire was outside of the perimeter of the nuclear plant. So we're like, good. Okay, but, you know, it's good. But, you know, why would a plant operator that was there say that a nuclear meltdown could happen at any moment? What is he seeing that we aren't? So then when we were told that it's outside the perimeter, you start to wonder, okay, well, who do we believe? Do we believe the guy that's working there, or do we believe, you know, the media? Maybe the Russians, you know, hacked the media saying, oh, no, it's all good. Then we were told it was an administrative building, that some of the offices caught on fire. And then people were like, well, huh, so, you know, what happened? Did somebody, you know, throw out a cigarette? You know, what could be going on? And so now with the latest, we've been told that it was a complex that got sparked by gun battle, shelling by Russian forces. Firefighters were blocked from going in, and they were able to contain it. They were able to stop it, and it was let me give the name of the exact part of this. I don't think they're giving us the exact building, but it was one of, I guess, the training centers. They say the power plant 6 reactors remained intact, but they say though the compartment auxiliary buildings for reactor unit 1 had been damaged. This is according to the Security Council and the State Nuclear Regulatory Inspectorate. So, what's concerning, though, even more now, is I guess it has now been taken over by Russians, and staff are being told to operate at gunpoint. And so there's now station management workers working while under gunpoint. They are saying they can perform their duties, because obviously this doesn't help Russia. This doesn't help Russia in the very least, you know, having a nuclear accident so close to their border. And, you know, remember, Russia, what is Russia trying to do? Russia is trying to regain its Soviet Union, you know, Cold War stature that they believed where they were the biggest, baddest power in the world. Even though we in America, we're the biggest, baddest power, they don't believe that. And so they want to regain, you know, that stature. That's why they don't want NATO taking any more, you know, countries. That's why, you know, they're annexing extra land. They've been threatening Finland and Sweden. And I mean, they are, you know, their role right now, their mission or Putin's mission is to be the biggest, baddest nation ever. And if they are going to have world dominance, and they are going to be this okay, nothing happens without Russia, they can't have a nuclear exit. All right, Chernobyl was one of their biggest embarrassments because it proved that they are doing half-assed, slipshod protocols, cover-ups, and, you know, when they run something, they don't run something well. So with this, I don't believe they purposely wanted to make this reactor melt down or but what I do think is they want to control the nuclear power and they want people to fear them. That's why one of their first moves wasn't attacking Kyiv, the capital of Ukraine, but was taking over Chernobyl. We're like, why are they taking over a dead, defunct, you know, nuclear power plant that destroyed? Well, and then they moved in, and now they're taking over, and I gotta pronounce it right, Zapu, I am so sorry, guys, it's just not easy to say, Zaporizhia. So what would happen if they did take it over, screw it up, and there's radiation leakage? What happens if the generators don't continue to work, do what they need to do, and there is nuclear fallout? So, you know, Chernobyl was one of the first of its kind. And so we kind of go and look at what happened with that. And so we didn't get all the transparency we needed to. So all we heard was that 134 severely exposed workers and firemen were exposed and 28 died within 3 months of the accident. I believe it was way more than that. I think a lot of us do. But that is what the World Nuclear Association reports. According to the World Health Organization, the number of deaths in Russian emergency workers attributable to radiation caused by solid neoplasms, which is cancer, and circulatory system diseases could be estimated to be about 116 and 100 cases respectively. So they're saying 116 people got cancer and then 100 people had circulatory system diseases. That could be heart attack, blood clots, and then leukemia. The number of leukemia cases was about 30. Now, again, you would think that would be a lot more. The World Nuclear Association said there has been no increase attributable to Chernobyl in congenital abnormalities, meaning babies born with abnormalities, no adverse pregnancy outcomes or any other radiation-induced disease in the general population. Thyroid cancer cases, however, were increased in surrounding countries in the aftermath. One study found 6 of 100,000 screened in a Turkish population to have thyroid cancer. So the next thing that's happening now is people are buying up potassium iodide. Now, potassium iodide is not going to prevent you from radiation sickness, from radiation poisoning. All potassium iodide does is protect the thyroid. And there's going to be a potassium iodide shortage, not only because of supply chain issues, but because people are panicking and they're going to be buying up potassium iodide. I don't think it's a bad idea to have some at the house. I really do. I think if you don't have it, you know, there was something that happened years ago where potassium iodide just got completely bought up. Nobody could get it anywhere. The prices jumped. And I think there was some concern of some nuclear, Fukushima. Yeah, that's right, Fukushima. So potassium iodide tablets only prevent you from thyroid cancer, so your thyroid doesn't pick up the radioactivity. The dosing is once a day. I wrote a little piece on it. Not a bad idea to have some at the house. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. and NATO maintain they will not impose a no-fly zone over Ukraine, warning that could lead to an escalation with Russia. President Putin said he would consider any declaration of a no-fly zone to be, quote, participation in the armed conflict. That conflict is still ongoing, and a ceasefire for parts of Ukraine has been violated by Russia. Ukrainian President Zelensky has fended off three separate attempts by the Russians to assassinate him. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Poland working on Russian and Ukrainian negotiations.
We will stand together, as we've been standing together, in support of Ukraine and against Russia's unprovoked, unwarranted, premeditated invasion.
Next week, Vice President Kamala Harris will also visit Poland and Romania. This is USA Radio News. Teenager Jackson Refit testified against his father, Guy Refit, in the first federal trial regarding a defendant in the January 6th attack at the Capitol. The teen told the court that his father, who is a member of the extremist Texas Three Percenters militia, bragged about being on the Capitol steps on January 6th with a weapon. He also said he was proud of his actions and threatened to shoot his own son if he turned him in. The teenager recorded his father bragging about carrying a gun at the Capitol. He also admitted he was the first person to light the fire on the Capitol steps. So far, more than 750 people have been charged in connection with the deadly insurrection. Lawmakers in New Jersey and here in Oregon are now working on bills that would legally allow drivers in both states to start pumping their own gas at fuel stations. The two states are the only two remaining that bars drivers from getting their own gas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
On the Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, while the rest of the country is ditching the masks, we're done with the masks, we're sick of the masks, most of the masks didn't even work. Nobody was handed out proper masks until, you know, late in the Omicron season. In New York City, children under 5 still have to wear masks. Mayor Eric Adams announced that public school children in New York City, age 5 and up, will no longer be forced to wear face coverings. But that's 5 on up. So, kids under the age of 5 who are not eligible for the vaccine have to wear masks, as well as daycare workers. Some of you guys may be like, oh yeah, that's going to protect the kids. Others are like, you mean the 4-year-olds, the 5-year-olds? That are running around, you know, with boogers and the mask falling down and them not, I mean, it's not a nice, secure, medical grade, perfectly fitting mask. I don't know, we're still, I think people want to save face, I think they want to look like they're erring on the side of caution, and they just don't realize how damaging some of the decisions they're making are. So we're being told that the cases of COVID have been plummeting. I think a lot of people aren't testing anymore, and I think a lot of people got over Omicron, so they're kind of done with the latest wave. So it's been dropping. That's the latest, I guess, 11.6% drop from the week before. Only 1.8% of all tests are now coming back positive. But children under the age of 5 can't get the vaccine yet. Why? People are like, well, what's the holdup with the vaccine? Well, the holdup with the vaccine is they're finding it's not working. It's not producing enough antibodies for Omicron, for Delta. And so they had to test now three shots. A series of three. And I think the data is still, I think one set of data from Pfizer said it's about 12% effective against Omicron. Don't sound like a broken record, but we're forcing a vaccine that's of a 2.5-year-old, almost 3-year-old virus. And it hasn't been updated yet. We're spending a lot of time and a lot of money. I would suggest, if we are having this little bit of a lull, temporarily, to use that time wisely and get the new shot formulated, approved, and updated, and then test that. But that's not how things work. Not a lot of logic there. So, one New York City mom, Daniela Jampel, being reported by Mail Online, said that the new mask policy flies in the face of common sense and will create a series of mini police states and a culture of petty tyrants. She has been, I guess, outspoken about keeping schools open during the pandemic because the lower threat of virus to kids. She goes, I was outraged. I was disappointed. I was really flummoxed. Flummoxed? That's a word. Ooh, I like that word, flummoxed. Flummoxed? How do you pronounce that? I think it's like verklempt. It's bewildered or perplexed. It's called flummoxed. Yeah, I think that's how you pronounce it. Huh. Okay, hold on a second. This is. I love learning new words. This is kind of big. You guys, learning new vocabulary is huge.
Flummoxed.
Oh, flummoxed.
Flummoxed.
Okay, thank you. Flummoxed. I was flummoxed. Flummoxed. Anyway, I'd say I was ticked. Peed off, but flummoxed. And she said, I was really flummoxed at how the only place that you have to mask is in their daycare, pre-K, or 3K classrooms. It makes no sense. So, you know, people have asked, how detrimental are masks to kids? Is it really a big deal? You see these kids smiling. They're wearing their masks. They're wearing their jackets. They look, you know, they still look happy. They still look like they're playing. Look, kids are resilient. But my concern is you need to see the face. You need to learn how to not, as a young kid, your instinct is to be able to breathe and not have things covering your face. And when we are forcing, and this is a forcing, to be uninstinctive, I do worry about the long-term evolutionary changes. Now, some of you might be like, oh, Dr. Dahlia, you are really overreacting with this. These little kids are going to be fine. They'll wear masks, and they won't wear a mask. I don't know. 2 years of a very young child being forced to cover their mouth and nose and then be yelled at if they don't. I don't know what that does to psychologically. What I can tell you is as an adult, I've been feeling naked. I've been feeling weird walking to a place without my mask. And I'm an adult that had grown up for decades without a mask. And you almost wonder if we're going to have these kids almost go back to the mask. And I'm going to ask some parents if they're finding kids more comfortable now with it on their face because they went for 2 years being trained to do that. You know how you'll see people coming back from war or people coming back from tragedy where they had to sleep on the ground And rather than them sleeping in a nice, comfortable hotel bed or a bed in their house, they're so used to sleeping on the ground that they end up being found on the floor because they can't, that's what they're used to. That's the type of psychological sort of dilemma these kids might be facing, where they're just forced, you know, to the oppression. We see this with people who were oppressed, abducted, in a relationship where they were oppressed, where they almost, you would think they would seek, okay, you know what, I'm going to Hawaii, I'm going to live on the beach, I'm going to, you sometimes see this pattern where they look for situations where there's a lot of order and dominance and demands because they got used to it. It's a very interesting kind of paradoxical sort of sequela that happens, you know, to somebody who was traumatized. So it'll be very interesting to see if this was traumatizing. I mean, my kids are older. So, yeah, they could complain about COVID. They're going to be fine, right? You know, I'm like, look, guys, there's worse stuff out there. You know, there could be a war. And now they're seeing a war. So they've learned to shut up about, you know, why do I always have to wear the mask? The masks aren't working, blah, blah, blah. They've been pretty. And they followed rules and they did what they were told, but they got over it. But these younger kids, it's different. And then you need to see the smiles. You need to see the facial expressions. You need to garner relationships. And you also need to just gain that sort of sense on how somebody thinks or feels, etc. How many of us have had a teacher that was nice by, you know, logistically with the way they would talk to you, but then you would see their pursed lips or you would see their jaw tense and you were like, this is not a friendly. This is not somebody who wants me around them. You know, we forced kids to judge somebody by looking at their eyes, and their eyes tell a lot, but they've lost 2 years of reading people and gaining that. Now, if they're adult kids like mine now, they finished high school, in college, they've already learned that. But the young child that in that age group especially the pre-K, Not the best thing for them for that. But, you know, so these are things we have to think about as we try to weigh the benefits and the risks. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated?
Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, one thing that I just don't get is when somebody fakes their kidnapping or fakes their death. You always get caught. I mean, it seems like it, you always get caught. I couldn't imagine saying, oh, yeah, somebody kidnapped me. I just couldn't imagine it. I just don't think anybody would believe me. I mean, who would want to kidnap me? I am so high maintenance. I also have very particular food needs. Like, I have to have steak. I have to have chocolate. I probably want a mojito. So you kidnap me, I'm not going to like whatever food you give me, and you are going to hear about it. So, I just couldn't imagine. I don't think anybody would believe me that somebody would want to kidnap me. You know, it's interesting. When I was, when I had kids, I didn't fear the kidnapping as much as other kids, because, you know, my kids got pretty tall and muscular, and I'm like, okay, they're going to put up a fight. But also, my kids are a pain in the butt, you know? I mean, they'd be like, you know what, never mind here. Take your kid back. I just didn't really worry about it as much. Because it pains in the butt. But anyway, sadly, kidnappings do happen, and a woman, Sherry Papini, 39 years old, had lied to federal agents about being kidnapped. In fact, she defrauded, allegedly, the state's victim compensation board of about $30,000. She had claimed two Hispanic women took her. The story is bizarre, just bizarre. So basically, she said she was kidnapped for 22 days by two Hispanic women back in 2016. Now, 6 years later, people are kind of figuring out this was a bunch of BS. Prosecutors have charged Sherry Papini, who's now 39 years old, for lying to federal agents about being kidnapped, defrauding the state's victim compensation board of $30,000. She's a mother of two, had been found on Thanksgiving Day after weeks of searching in California and several nearby states 22 days after she disappeared while jogging on November 2nd. She was found tied up with a broken nose, a brand on her right shoulder, and a shaved head. Ms. Papini told authorities at the time she had been kidnapped at gunpoint by two Hispanic women. She provided descriptions to an FBI sketch artist. No one was ever arrested. Authorities could never determine what the women's motives were for kidnapping her. She was found Thanksgiving Day. Police collected DNA samples from her clothes, ran them against the National Criminal Database, found no matches. In 2020, however, they were alerted to a potential match. It was matched to the boyfriend's father. Now, she apparently was with an ex-boyfriend the whole time. So, what, did she plan to run away? Then it didn't work out, so she had to come up with something. So she said, all right, let's say I was kidnapped. That's some weird stuff. The father, the boyfriend's father's DNA was on record with the DOJ. They then traced that sample to the ex-boyfriend, and he admitted the entire hoax. Not cool. In reality, they said she was with the unidentified ex-boyfriend, who police said she has to pick her up. An affidavit released by the U.S. Attorney's Office for Eastern California details how Papini had multiple affairs and boyfriends and was described by exes as an attention-hungry woman who makes things up for sympathy. The ex-boyfriend is not named in the affidavit, but the pair plotted their escape on prepaid cell phones, which they used to text each other before he collected her in November 2016. She then spent the next few weeks in his apartment. The boyfriend confessed this all to FBI agents, and one of the cousins saw her inside the apartment. He said how he also hired a rental car to drive her back to the family's neighborhood on November 24th, and Papini had claimed $30,000 from the victim compensation board. So she was voluntarily staying with her former boyfriend in Costa Mesa, and then had harmed herself to support her false statements. And then continue to lie and get money. I mean, imagine the authorities, imagine all the resources that went to her that could have been used to find kids, to find trafficked victims. I'm really ticked off. She needs the book thrown at her. This is horrible. She got 35 payments from the victim compensation board that totaled $30,000. She's now being held in federal custody awaiting her first court appearance. A 55-page affidavit released on Wednesday night reveals how investigators were suspicious of what happened from the beginning. Apparently, her husband, Keith, reported her missing at 5:50 p.m. after returning home from work. The two children were still at daycare. This is mom of the year. Keith then used the Find My iPhone app to locate her phone. It was sitting on the side of the road near their home next to her earbuds. They were tangled up in blonde hair. He told authorities he thought it looked as though the phone had been placed there and that it was positioned strangely. He said the pair would argue like any other married couple, but had no serious marital issues. He said their last argument was the previous month and was over a messy room, and that Papini could be, quote, loud. Oh, gosh, a messy room. if that's grounds for divorce, man, I'm in trouble. So then they started searching her phone, quickly discovered two men's phone numbers that were saved under women's names. Neither was the, oh yeah, that's what people do. So there'll be a number and somebody would put, oh, Natasha. Like, oh, okay, so she has a friend named Natasha. And then when they look up the number, it's to a dude. So yeah, but these were different guys. So the day she went missing, she texted one of the men and discussed meeting up in Redding, California, near home. That man lived in Michigan, had been in California for a workplace. Man, they had flirtatious messages for years. They ended up not meeting up. A second man told police he met her in 2000 and 2001 through a Friday Night Live youth program. He said she was a liar who liked attention and would tell stories to get it. So I'm bringing this up because one thing that really, really concerns me is how people will marry. Her husband's cute. I mean, the husband, Keith, it looks like they have the perfect marriage, perfect, family, you know, kids are cute and all that. And every now and then you'll hear these stories where, like, the father will kill the kids. Like, you just saw that. The father murdered during a visitation his three kids and then killed himself. Or you'll hear these, you know, like a mom do this, where she'll fake her kidnapping. And I think a lot of people freak out because, I mean, the average mom and dad are going to be good parents, or mom, you know, parent and partner, whoever, you know, however, the average parent is going to be a good parent. But I've always, when I read this, I worry about how do you know if you're not living with somebody who's going to kill you, or kill your kids, or just abandon your kids, or cheat on you. And we all then suffer for these idiots out there. And so, you know, I mean, for those of us that have ever been cheated on, our next boyfriend or girlfriend or spouse are almost on a, you know, 4-foot leash all the time, because we're like, well, we're going to get cheated on, or we're going to get, you know, with my husband, I was very honest with him. I said, look, I've been cheated on before. You know, I'm going to tell you right now, you know, if anything seems odd, I am going to suspect it. And we're going to have to talk about it. And then, you know, after the first year of marriage, it worked out. It was great. And I was very comfortable, you know, and we didn't have cell phones then. So I didn't have to, you know, always wonder where he was. But, you know, does the average spouse worry that their spouse could be cheating? Absolutely, they do. Why? Because it happens. And you have this sort of BS. I mean, she looks like she has the perfect marriage. Why the heck would you throw all that away to cheat? Why? And how could you dump your kids? 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps, and shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
EMDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.